Insurance Pool named Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance coverage. The Cabinet also approved the release of an additional installment allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners with effect from 1st January this year, representing an increase of 2% over the existing rate of 58% of the basic pay or pension to compensate against price rise. Further, the Cabinet has also given its approval for the continuation of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sarak Yojana beyond March 2025 up to March 2028. Both the Houses of Parliament were today adjourned sine die. With this, the budget session of Parliament comes to an end, which commenced on 28 January this year. In his valedictory address in Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla highlighted that the House registered 93% productivity during the budget session. He said a total of 31 sittings of the House took place. Mr. Birla said during the session, 12 government bills were introduced and 9 bills were passed. This includes the Finance Bill 2026, the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025, Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026, Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026, and Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026. A total of 326 matters of public importance were raised by the members during the zero hour. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill failing to pass in the Lok Sabha, Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, said the Congress has taken a stand that appears to be against the interests of women. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, she said that women across the country were looking for vote with great hope, but their aspirations have, for now, been held back until 2029. Meanwhile, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi claimed that the opposition thwarted the BJP-led government's attempt to alter the federal structure and weaken the country's democratic institutions. Addressing a press conference at the party headquarters in New Delhi, she said that true advocacy for women's empowerment requires a sustained commitment and cannot be achieved through political positioning alone. An awareness workshop for ITI graduates and foreign language coaching program on the special pilot initiative under the Pradhan Mantri National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme and CM Soft Loan Scheme was organized yesterday in Itanagar, Arunachal Pradesh. It was organized by the Department of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Nyato Dukam, along with MLA Tezu, cum advisor Dr. Mohesh Chai, attended the workshop. The workshop, which covered Papumpare district, marked the 9th such initiative conducted during the current financial year, following similar programs held across 8 other districts of the state. A total of around 90 participants, including ITI graduates and students from colleges, participated. In spite of heat and humid conditions, political campaigns intensified today in West Bengal for the assembly election. In Tamil Nadu, poll campaigning will end in 3 days as the single-phase voting is to be held on 23rd of this month. The chairperson of the National Commission for Women, Vijaya Rahatkar, presided over a high-level review meeting to assess the progress of the Paratwara case in Amravati, Maharashtra. The case involves the alleged creation and circulation of obscene videos and images of young girls. The Commission said that it has instructed the concerned authorities to expedite the foreign analysis and submit progress reports to the Commission every 5 days. It added that during the briefing, SP Rural Vishal Anand informed that 8 accused persons, including the primary accused, have been arrested so far. The United States has extended by a month a waiver from sanctions to allow countries to buy petroleum products from Russia days after it ruled out renewal of the special measure. According to an order issued by the U.S. Department of the Treasury yesterday, the waiver now permits transactions involving Russian oil shipments that were already at sea on or before 17th April through May 16th. Earlier, the U.S. had granted an exemption from sanctions to India for buying Russian oil for a month beginning March 5th. Nepal's Supreme Court has recognized the faction led by Gagan Thapa as the official Nepali Congress, dismissing a challenge from the group led by former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.